Sister Fumble topped up her beaker.
And did you?
The Mouse Abbess shook her head.
I'm afraid not. Maybe we've neglected our Abbey's guiding spirit. Perhaps he doesn't speak any more.
Fumble patted her friend's paw.
Surely not. Martin's being is in these very stones that surround us. He's part of Redwall. Think now. Is there anything in your mind? Anything?
Marjoram shrugged.
Only Corrim Alfear. My goodness, where did that come from?
Fumble looked up from her tea.
Corrim Alfear? Did Martin put that in your mind? What's it supposed to mean?
The abbess was really perplexed.
Martin must have spoken while I was asleep. Corrim Alfear. I haven't the foggiest notion of its meaning. Have you any idea, sister?
Fumble stirred honey into her mint tea.
How should I know, Marge? I ain't a riddle solver or a wise old scholar. Granby the recorder, I think he'd be the one to ask.
They were about to set off for Granby's usual habitat, the gatehouse, when solemn old Gergie came trundling through Great Hall, calling to Marjoram.
Marm, come here fast now, ye rascally vermit be spotted.
They followed him out onto the side lawn, where a dozen or more Redwallers stood at the orchard entrance, all looking up at the abbey, pointing and calling out.
There, up above the dormitories, he's in the attics.
Marjoram peered up at the high, tiny window spaces.
How do you know? Has any beast seen him?
Bribby, a little dibbin' mousemaid, piped up.
I'd seen him, Mother Marge, standing by that window.
The abbess lifted the babe up.
Show me where.
Following the line of Bribby's pointing paw, the Redwallers stared up at the window she was indicating. Bartage, the big hedgehog gardener, sighted Lobby, the escaped young stoat.
Aye, did you see? He just popped his head out but pulled it back in quick-like when he saw us all looking up there. That's the rascally stoat, all right.
The abbess clenched her paws decisively.
Then he must be caught. That stoat may have information about our little ones. Fumbrel, you stay here and watch the dibbons. Bartage, Brother Torlam, will you come with me? Where's Skipper?
Friar Sugam answered.
Probably still in the woodlands, searching for the little ones, Marm.
Accompanied by Bartage and Torlam, Marjoram headed indoors.
As soon as Skipper gets back, send him to us. We'll be up in the attics.
It was plain to Globby he had been spotted. He knew they would be coming up after him, so trying to get past them was out of the question. Dusk was falling. He had no lantern or torch with him. He was scared of venturing higher on the dark winding stairs, and he could not go down.